Log Talk Radio.
But, you know, that last song, Apologize, is going out to our very own ABC president, Brian Fong. It's too late to apologize for the fucking mess that you have created, you know? You know, I don't ask that much of the, you know, president of ABC Daytime, but I really ask to stop killing innocent kids around the subroad. I mean, you know, my opinion, Jake is not dead, okay? And, you know, there's been a lot of controversy over this storyline. Is he dead? Isn't he dead? You know what? If people just watch the damn so they will figure out that he's not dead. You know, he kidnapped Franco Haslam. So I am going to bring on my co-host, Terry. So, oh, cute. Oh, cute, you put your hand up now.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, what's wrong with Foster Jake?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in my car. I'm going to get gas, and I'm going to go get something to eat. So if you hear, whining and being through a drive-thru, it's because I'm, out and about. I think it makes the show fun if you hear all this noise and the background noise and stuff. I'm sorry. You know what? I posted on the ABC message board. I posted something. I said something like, I had a feeling they might have, they were going to probably delete it, you know, but I was just getting so tired of people going on there thinking that Sam is it for Jason. You know, I'm so tired of them saying that Sam, it's Sam or bust or no other. Oh God, I thought I hit somebody on the bike. Or like nobody is better for him than Sam is or whatever. And I kind of was just like going on there just venting, and I think it got deleted. And that, so the ASF person could go on there and bash whatever. I wasn't even bashing.
Yeah, she can do whatever the fuck she wants.
I
get away with it.
I wasn't even bashing anybody. I was just stating my opinion of what I thought people go on there to say. I was trying to make a point that there was women before Sam, and there could be, and there, oh shoot, I have my phone in my hand, and there's women after Sam. You know, and all that. And I'm like, oh, God. Okay, well, anyway, I saw today on General Hospital, I actually recorded it because I was looking forward to the scene with Tony Geary and Jason. I mean, and Steve Burton. And even
yeah.
They were like, the only thing that's, only good thing that's coming out of this story, oh, shoot, I want gas. I don't want to go to get anything to eat yet. I don't even know what I'm doing. The only good thing about the storyline is the acting is really good. I have to give kudos to everyone. And it would be so awesome if Tony, Rebecca, Jonathan were to, like, win an Emmy all in one year. Wouldn't that be funny? Wouldn't that be great? You know?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to differ a little bit.
And then I think... there was supposed to be a scene today with Sam and Jocelyn where she tells a secret to Jocelyn. That didn't even
never happen.
It never happened unless she's going to come to the hospital and see Jocelyn and it's not been cut. I don't know, but it didn't happen. She came in and gave Carly coffee. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, why?
Carly coffee.
Why,
isn't coffee? I'm surprised she didn't come and give her Chinese food either in the hospital.
Okay, you know what? Remember calling my girl? So be nice.
God, crap. Fucking gas. Fucking $4. Shit. I'm sorry. I'm testing, but gas is
no, it's okay. You and I are the only one on the front line so far.
We are.
And
anybody in chat?
Yeah, and we only have... two guest people in the sub, no, now three, and D, my friend D from Twitterland is here. So basically, I don't know where everyone else is, but come on, people. Yeah. No, I just have a feeling that, you know, we could have a laid-on scene tomorrow. I mean, you know, I've been thinking about this. And, you know, the only one that could stop Jason from killing Luke is Liz. So I'm wondering if, I wonder if they will have a scene together. Because that would be really cool.
And you know what? It's so nice that Sam wasn't on the show as much today. She doesn't have any use to the story. It's not her kid that died. It's not. It shouldn't be her story or Sam's story. Oh my God, gas is expensive.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, here it's like $4. Hey, Jason, thanks for all the things for coming. I texted our little friend over at the Ramblin'. So I want to, you know, hopefully she will be making a call in tonight. That would be nice. Because, you know, we all love Allie.
Ouch. Okay, I'm in my slippers. I'm out in the dark. I have no sweater on. I'm in my slippers and everything. I'm trying to decide where I want to go to eat at. I don't know where to go eat. Get something to eat at.
I was saying to you earlier?
I had a craving for
In-N-Out.
But I don't know if I want to stay. I don't know if I want to stay in the line, you know, because it gets crowded here.
What about the drive-thru In-N-Out?
Yeah, well, that's about the only thing that the drive-thru there gets really crowded on the street. It's so tiny. Where it's located, it's so tiny, it gets so crowded that the cars are on the street, on the main street, and it's easily to get in a car accident there.
Oh, really?
You know what, I'll just go to McDonald's. Since I'm at McDonald's right now, I'm over.
Can you get my thing for me too while you're all out, please?
Oh, they got Baja Shrimp. Do I get the... Oh, they got fish tacos at Del Taco, too. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, you know what? Yeah, Sam, I actually tolerated Sam today. It's just that when she's in scenes with Jason or Spinelli, she ruins the scene for me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to complain about.
Yeah,
that was my next complaint. You know what I like? You know what I look forward to so little in this lifetime? And so, you know, and you guys all know how I feel about Spinelli. I don't make it a secret on the show. And so for Sam to be, you know, in that scene when they were hugging and, you know, Spinelli was so cute, I'm saying, Jason, you have my condolences. And I'm like thinking, Spinelli, get on your fucking computer. And Jason doesn't need your condolences. She needs you to, you know, get Franco. You know, come on, Spinelli, don't hug Jason. Jason has forever said, don't forget the fries, French fries from McDonald's.
I'm thinking about that right now. I mean, thinking that exactly. Oh my God, it's like really crazy when everybody on the show, we think the same thing. Isn't that?
I know.
Like, should I go to McDonald's in the chat room or should I go to In-N-Out? What do people think?
Okay, people. We need to help Cherry pick out dinner for tonight. Do we want her to go In-N-Out or McDonald's? Please tell us in this album. Hold your pauses.
I'm going to the drive-thru right now at McDonald's. Well, it's cheaper.
No one's saying my birthday is where? How far away is McDonald's?
I'm right here at McDonald's in the drive-thru, so I think I've already made up my mind. Okay. Okay. Ooh, look at Jerry. Every time I see
so,
Jerry
yeah,
Clark,
but
I
you know what? There is one couple that needs to go bye-bye on General Hospital.
You help me decide if I want chicken nuggets. Oh, shit. Hurry up. Okay. I'm going to meet you guys, okay?
Oh, you're going to mute me? Oh, okay.
Okay. I won't mute you. Okay. Oh, my God.
You don't get two McDoubles. And...
So, yeah, I mean,
can I get two McDoubles, a medium fry, and a large diet Dr. Pepper? And that'll be it. That's it. Thanks.
Yeah, I know I didn't get dessert. Isn't that too bad?
I know. What in the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, my God. Isn't there anybody on the is there anybody calling in? Come on, people. Call in, please, please.
Yeah. The number to call in is 347-850-8721. Jason, Liz, fan, call us.
Jason and Liz fan. Now, I'm not, okay. How long have you loved? How long have you been a fan of Liz and Jason?
Okay, hold on. I'm getting people on Twitter to call us.
Because I think most of us have probably been fans of Liz and Jason since day one, right? Well, some of us, I know, have been fans since, like, 06. They caught their storyline on YouTube. And, you know, it really upsets me that the ASF person, she just goes by people that say what they say about Liz and Jason. And she should take the time, even if she doesn't, because I've admitted this many times on this show that I was almost became it. I'll admit that I thought maybe Jason and Sam kind of would have made a good couple, but then that lasted for a few seconds. But at least I was willing to have an open mind to that couple. But, you know, before these December fans start saying crap about Liz and Jason, they should just have an open mind and go and check out the clips of them, you know?
Oh, Jason and Liz on the post. Since they met on the post, that's how long Jason and Liz fan.
How long has it been?
Since almost day one.
Yeah. See. And what is it?
And what is it about Jason and Liz that people love? I think for me, it's just that it's just. It's a beautiful friendship that it started out to be. Just the chemistry, just the trust they have for each other, the loyalty they have for each other, just the way that they talk to each other, you know, that they could talk to each other and talk to you. And I think that's what creates a really good super couple. And a lot of super couples that I've watched in the past have started out like, they just have that sincere chemistry, you know? Thank you. It's Dr. Pepper diet, right? Thanks. You too. I better check and make sure that everything's in there, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, that would be, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's where a lot of super couples that I've come across, that I've loved, it started out as, like, you know, friendship, or not even maybe a little bit of angst in the beginning, but there were two opposites. It was a good girl and a bad girl type of thing. And I think that's what, I think that's why those kind of super couples they make it, that's why they work, is because you got the good girl and the bad girl. I have not seen one soap couple since I've been watching soaps that as a good girl, good boy, or bad girl, bad boy, or whatever. All the couples that I fell in love with has been good girl, bad girl type of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, look at
Like Jonathan and Tammy and Guiding Light, Good Girl, Bad Girl, Liz and Jason, yep. And Robin and Jason. Let's see. On Santa Barbara, well, she wasn't really a bad girl, Eden, though, but she was kind of a rich, stuck-up rich girl at first, but you're going to love her, you know. It was kind of like the hero that was kind of the exception. Cruz and Eden were kind of an exception. I don't think Nessa was a good girl, bad girl. It was just that they had the best chemistry. But, I mean, because if you have two couples or two characters that are absolutely the same, like, they're so similar, it doesn't really work. And I think that's why, Sam, even in the beginning, I don't think that they really worked for a lot of people. I don't know. I mean, even a lot of the Desammer fans, they even say that our ex-Desammer fans say that the first time, the second time after, what?
Hey, Booth, why don't you pick up the phone and call us? We want to hear your thoughts of Arnold's in the hospital. How do you feel about Zeke? You know, because, you know, people, everyone knows my opinion on Twitter. Zeke is not dead. Zeke is alive.
There is so many holes to this. She, Elizabeth never even got to say goodbye to her.
Say goodbye, yeah.
Every child that I've seen get killed on this show, even if it's a primetime show or a daytime show, the parents say goodbye to their son or their daughter. And we never even seen Jake get off of life support. What is with that?
And yeah, I mean, come on.
And even the whole, even with Liz, I was reading that this whole storyline is shitty. Even the transplant story got some bad reviews in some New York Times or something or whatever. And even Liz, you know, she's a mother. She should be grieving at home. Why don't they show her going through the emotions and grief? All of a sudden, it seems like she's okay with it. Even when, you know, it's like now she's back to, I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like, oh, she should be.
I know exactly what you want to say because
if I lost a child,
it doesn't make sense.
But even if you're losing some kind of a family member, I would be in my room. In my bedroom.
Yep.
Oh, my mom's here. Oh, crap.
Okay, why didn't you drive around the neighborhood?
No, she saw me already.
Damn! You,
she saw me already. Oh, God.
So, did you need to call back again?
I'm doing why I'm asking like that with my mom, people in the chat room, it's because, no mothers. But
yeah, mothers are good, but sometimes mothers, you know.
I wonder what my mom came over for. And, oh, crap, I don't even want to go inside.
Maybe she came.
I'll just stay in the car for a little bit, and if she does anything, I'll just say, oh, I'm on the phone talking.
Exactly.
Or something.
Let's see. Jason goes, mothers or moms, take your time. You know, that's the thing about GH, though. You know what? Are we supposed to really believe that Liz is okay with this? Because I don't. You know, I really don't think she's okay with this.
Okay, people, if you hear me eating, I'm going to eat in my car.
Okay, Tilly's eating in her car. Oh, well, we have a 708, you're on the air with us.
Hi, this is Jamie from Twitter. Is this Carly?
Yay! Thank you so much for calling. We kind of needed
no
the callers tonight. Yeah, I know you and I talk on Twitter, like, all the time, and, you know, if I have to convince you more that Zeke has Franco, I mean, Zeke was kidnapped by Franco. I started to becoming a little obsessed. Not obsessed with the storyline, but the whole way the dough was, you know, we saw the dough clothes. You know, that dough was closed when Elizabeth closed it. How was it open? I don't buy that Jake opened that door himself. I don't know what you think about it, but me, I think, wait a moment. Jake is a little guy. I have nieces and nephews. And I feel like testing this theory out about the whole dough theory because, Franco has him. What do you think, Jamie?
I've been wanting Franco to have him too because like you said, I know people were saying that Liz didn't open or didn't close the door, but I saw her close it. So I don't know. I mean, Jake might be tall enough to open it by himself, but I'm kind of hoping you're right and Franco took him.
Well, because you know what? He's full. And I am I have nieces and nephews, and I have a 3.5-year-old one and a almost four-year-old one, and they can all open the front door all by themselves. So, night, Jason, Liz, Phelan, come back. Oh, and Booth Dion from Twitter, my Twitter buddy, too. Franco must have planted the whole hit-and-run accident. You know what? Yeah. I think he did, too. I think someone, and I know people are going to get mad at me about what I think, but I think Franco and Sam are working together.
That's one of the theories my other friend was telling me about, too, that she thought. So I don't know. I know Sam hated Jake at one point, but I don't know if she would work with Franco. But I wouldn't put it past Franco to do this, so I don't know. I don't know, though, because, I was telling my one friend my theory, and she's a huge Liaison fan like us, and she loves Jake, too. But she said she doesn't think it would work because Liz was with Jake before.
Oh, really? I am so glad you called in because, we talk not all the time on Twitter, but we talk a lot, and I love your opinions. I love hearing your opinions about things because you're really hard. You're really good about it.
Aw, thanks. I like hearing your opinions, too.
Okay. Bosco, do you think ZH can make a scene with this thing or has Zeke? You know what, Booth? I think Zeke was about the rewrites. I really believe it in my heart and soul. You know, if you really kill off a kid from a legacy family, you are going to get a lot of crap up your ass for doing this. I mean, I'm sorry. But, killing a kid who's 4 years old with a legacy family, it is crazy. It is very, very crazy.
That's what I said, too. I mean, he's a Weber, a Quartermain, and a Spencer, so not that I want them to kill off any kid, but I just can't believe they would do that to another Quartermain.
It would be a shocking twist if this happened. You know, Bruce, that's what I keep thinking. You know what? You know what? I remember Steve went to bat for this, to say, if you're going to make Jake mine, don't change his DNA. Don't kill him off. Don't do anything. So I'm thinking, wait a moment. I just think Jake is not dead.
Yeah,
I can't believe it
either.
I'd be around that, thank God for TiVo, because if it was my VCR, it would probably broke how much I was rewinding. But I was rewinding a lot of scenes last night. I was rewinding the car accident, quote-unquote car chase, whatever. Okay, one thing that bothered me, is you have 7 calls. You have 7 cars that goes, you know, on the road, and no one is seen. You know, Sonny and Brenna, Carly, Robin, Sam all didn't see each other on the road. Luke never saw Sonny. No one saw each other, and they were driving the same way.
That's one of the things I said, too, is wouldn't 7 cars at the same time if they're all suspects see each other, but...
Yep.
That's what I thought, too. But you mean it's
by the way, how is Dancing with the Stars? It comes on, like, in, like, an hour here, like, a half an hour. I'm just curious.
It was really good. I watched it before, but I had to record it for my brother since he left, so I might watch parts of it again.
Okay, but how did Kendra do?
I think she she did pretty well. I think she got an 18 or 19 tonight. But
okay, so who do you think is in danger of going home? You know, I might give you a job and be our Dancing with the Stars correspondent. You are watching. You're watching it, and by the time I watch it, we'll be like, you know, a week.
I think Mike might go home. I don't know, though, because him and Wendy they did the worst last week, but I think it might be him.
Okay, Birds in this album, did anyone identify the unknown driver? I don't believe this look. I don't believe this look either. I don't, because, you know, number one, yeah, Luke can be drunk as well, but I don't think Luke would get in his car and drive drunk like that. I don't see Luke doing that. I mean, as much as he's broken up about everything, I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't see it either. Like, I wanted it to be I didn't want it to be Lisa because I didn't want Jake to die because of this game Johnny played. But I think it's really sad if it is Luke because, I don't know. I mean, I know he does have a drinking problem, but I don't
know.
It's really sad to think about.
William, but what, you know, the thing is, what is making me mad is, wait a moment, Luke is Luke. I mean, he's not perfect. He's not perfect by far, but I don't think he would do that. You know, especially, you know, he knows that is not his biological grandson. But I don't think he would do that. I don't believe he would drive drunk and kill a kid.
Yeah, if he did do it, he couldn't have known, I don't think. I don't know, I know Sam and Luke keep saying they've been hitting potholes or something, but there has to be a difference between Jake's head and a pothole, so I don't know. Maybe Franco, I read somewhere online earlier people think Franco might be framing Luke, so I don't know.
Oh, really?
I think it was somewhere online, I don't remember, and I was on Twitter. I don't remember who wrote it, but I don't know. I think someone said that Franco wants Jason to kill Luke, probably to set someone off. I don't know. Maybe he wants Lucky and Jason to be at odds or something, but I don't know if it's true.
You know, no, I don't think... what's going on is really going on there. I think there's a lot that we don't know. And when we find out, I think all of us are going to be really, you know, that's why I'm not crying over Jake at all, because I don't believe this. I do not believe Luke will go and be so malice and do this.
Yeah, I cried a lot last week, but I'm hoping that you're right and they can find a way to make it a twist, but I don't know.
Nope.
You know my brother Peter from Twitter? He said he wants to say something. Can he real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, here he is.
Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to stop in and say hi, and I hope you all, you and all your listeners are having a great night. So that's just about it. Just wanted to say hi.
Okay, call in anytime. Just call in. I don't know if you watch soaps like your sister does, but call in. We would love to talk to you.
Okay, you've talked to me before, remember?
Oh, my God, is this Peter?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I didn't know you and Jamie were brother and sister.
Nobody does, it seems. Yeah, me and her are brother and sister.
Oh, okay. Wow, okay.
Well, now you know.
Okay, bye, Pete.
Okay, here's Jamie. Have a good night, y'all.
Hello. I'm back.
Oh, my God. You didn't tell me your brother was Peter.
Oh,
he
I didn't
called
know.
Him,
yeah.
Well, he called him when I had Laura on and when I had Lexi on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he did tell me he called in once or twice before, so.
So, wait, are you a Liaison fan or are you a Zaytsim fan?
I'm more Liaison. I tolerate
and your brother's more Zaytsim.
Yeah, he's more Zaytsim.
That must make a very interesting household.
Yeah, see, I was Zaytsim back in like I don't know, like back when we were first together, I liked them, but then after Sam slept with Rick, it kind of went downhill for me.
Yes,
and then,
thank you. I'm glad someone say that because I believe they got washed under the table.
Yeah, after that it kind of, I don't know, they never really fully trusted each other because they both slept with other people. And I liked them, but it was never like the same. And then I started to, I don't know, like, I'll admit, I've told you I'm still a Liz and Lucky fan because I was one before Liz and Jason. So it took me a while to fully, you know, want Liz and Jason together. But once I did, I kind of, I don't know, I guess I'd say I gave up on Jason back then. And then she watched Jake get kidnapped. So after that, it was kind of hard to look at them the same way again, like. I don't know. I like them now, but I don't think I fully would ever love them again. So
you know what? I'm sorry. I just never could. I hate Sam. I hate her with a passion. And you know, she has got away with so much, and I'm like thinking, she should not be getting away with all of this.
Yeah, I hated her when she watched Jake get kidnapped and all that. I could not stand her character then. And I was a fan of hers before that, but then, I don't know, after she found out about Jake, she just, I don't know. I mean, now I don't hate her anymore, but at that time I really did, so.
Oh, well,
I
can hate her for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying she's not like Elizabeth to me. Like, Elizabeth's the one character, and other characters on GH I could defend to the death, and Elizabeth's like that. But Sam, while I like her now, I'm not going to defend everything she does in the past or future now. So it's, you know. But Peter,
I agree.
Like,
I mean, you know, I agree with you. You know, it makes me mad that it has happened like this.
Yeah, me too. I hope that we're right, though, and that they can bring Jake back somehow. I mean, either way, that means if he is alive, though, that means another baby died, but I do want Jake alive.
You know what? You know, that's the thing. You know, killing it, kill off for what? You know, what was the whole purpose of killing Zagoth? In my opinion, it should have never done. It should have never happened.
I think so, too. I don't understand it. Like, I mean, I know, don't get me wrong, I know children get hit by cars in real life, sadly, but they rushed the whole thing. It was 3 days. I mean,
yeah.
We watched the Balkan thing for how many months and that dragged on, and then for Jake and Jocelyn, we got them for 3 days. I think if they were going to do something like this, they should have at least prepared us more than, I don't know. And I've heard people, like, blaming Rebecca Herbst because she got rehired, but from what I heard, they were going to do the storyline either way, so I don't know.
No, actually, they were. I think if Rebecca would have left, it would have been, you know, bad, but since, you know, she didn't leave, you know, since he left, I think, you know, they had to rewrite a lot.
They did, but from what I, like, at first I thought that I heard that Rebecca Herbst originally was going to exit by Liz jumping out in front of the car and saving Jake. But then last week I heard that they were never going to do that anyways, that she was going to go to Shady Brook after Jake's death when Rebecca was leaving. So from what I'm hearing, they had to rewrite a lot, but I think they were going to kill off Jake either way, sadly. So. I don't
know. Yeah, I mean, I agree. You know, it's crazy the way... okay, I need to, Bruce, okay, have this thing on Twitter, and, Bruce, if you were DMing the Twitter thing, I can send it off to all my listeners if you want me to, I just have a feeling...
Yeah, I'm hoping you're right, though, because I really don't want to believe that. I mean, Jake was the most adorable little boy. I just can't believe
it. You know
that.
What, Dan? And, Jamie, I have some advice for you. Don't go to DD, because that is just, I hate bold. That is just, you know, really, you know, I hate bold for the Samus, saying whatever they want to say.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, 7. I mean, I just think it's sad that, you know, I feel that way, but it's like, you know, sometimes I just feel like, you know, I just feel like that people haven't really... You know, thought about this?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, it is. I know a lot of people, you know, I think what is striking a chord with a lot of people, this whole thing is, you know, going to make... You know, when we find out that Zeke is alive, and I'm going to be staying positive and all that, when we find out that Zeke is alive, you know, all the non-sayers and everything are going to, you know, be really sorry that they ever created whatever they created. They want, you know... They wanted the storyline to be, you know, done and over with and whatever, and it's not. And you know what? There's not a funeral for Zeke, I don't think. So let's see. Why would you not have a funeral for Zeke? Because, You know, he died supposedly, but I'm not buying that he died. I'm sorry, call me crazy, but I don't think he died.
It's a soap opera, so I would believe he's still alive too. I mean, I really don't believe it.
I mean, come on. We saw Lucky die and come back.
That's true, and they had his body, didn't they? I didn't watch then, but.
Well, no, see, with that,
And if Franco kidnapped Jake from Liz's house, Jake was such a quiet kid, he might not have screamed.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I mean, he was that quiet. And that's another thing that I want to talk about tonight. I want all the people to stop calling me Liz a bad mother because of, you know, she's not. I mean, come on. Accidents happen every day with kids. Oh, Diego came back from the dead as well. I forgot about that, Booth. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Liz isn't a bad mother, though. I've seen people say that, but I think she's a great mother myself. And, like, because I remember, like, the week before, people kept saying from that preview that she opened the door. She didn't close the door, but she did close it, so.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the shitty thing about, you know, the fan base. And, you know, they want to blame Liz. They want to brand Liz in the street. But what about branding Sam for sleeping with Rick, for getting Jake in, you know, harm's way?
Yeah, that's what I say. Like, me and my friend got in an argument the other day because she said, this is on Twitter, so I'm not going to say her name, but she said Jason never blames Carly or Liz for anything. And I said that,
what
you know, and I said that he also forgave Sam for watching Jake get kidnapped, which is a pretty big thing to forgive, so.
You know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I don't think Jason ever really forgave Sam. I think they have never talked about it. You cannot acknowledge what Sam did without really talking about it.
That's true. They haven't shown them. Like, the other day, I know she said she'll never forgive herself for that, but still, they haven't.
You know, it just, sometimes it makes me mad that, you know, people are saying this shit, you know, because it's just like, wait a moment, it doesn't seem fair to me, you know, that, you know, and you bring up Carly with Jamie Sano. I love Carly, nothing she does sometimes. It's crazy, and it's one of the best. She's Carly, and I love her, and Jason forgave her for sleeping with Sunny. But what has Carly done lately that Jason needs to be forgiving her for? Nothing. You know, because, I mean, Carly was wrecked over the fall. Oh, my God, I might have just hit Jake, and I don't think Carly could ever do that. It's mad. I mean, Jamie, what other soaps did you watch?
Am I still on here?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I went into the other camp and listening to what they're having to say, and they're saying it's negligence on Liz's part, what happened.
What?
Yeah, or something.
Okay, you know what? Okay, that is fucking pissing me off.
Yeah, and they're totally bashing Liz right now. They're, like, really
Oh, my God. You know what? Okay.
See, I'll give you that Liz was reading that mail. She wasn't, her back was turned, but I don't think it was.
Yeah. Oh, my God, so
And it's not like the door was open or anything. I mean, it's not
No,
like,
I saw her.
You can't keep an eye on your kids every second. You wouldn't, I mean, you know, it happens in real life, you know.
I put camera in the bed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she
I
got
saw
three
her
kids.
Close it, though.
She got three kids. Supposedly, I guess she was only looking after Jake. I mean, because we didn't see Tom or Aiden, but I mean, she's got three kids. She's a very good mother, and she's never.
And I saw her close the door.
You know, I can't. I don't know if I can see that scene because I could have sworn it was open, but I guess I'm going to have to go back and see it.
No, it was not. It was closed.
Really?
I've known that so many.
Is that she has no. We did not see Jake. We did not see Jake. Anybody go see Jake to say goodbye. Don't you think you were, like, losing your child, wouldn't you want to go say your goodbyes to your child? And then we didn't see her, like, take off, you know, turn off the thing, the life support, you know. So we're
and they wouldn't let her see her him before surgery either.
So, I mean, no wonder the fans are questioning if he's still alive or not, because the way that it's just choppy. It's all choppy. And, yeah, maybe they cut out of it because Becky's been rehired and stuff, but still.
It's just too rushed. I mean, even the Jocelyn storyline was way too rushed.
I know.
Wouldn't her fever be, I mean, I know she had a fever for, like, a week, but what, I mean, if she had kidney cancer, I think her symptoms would be a lot worse than they were.
And for, I mean, and I know things in real life, you could get cancer really quick or whatever, you know, because somebody was saying that they wanted vacation and they came back and they said, oh, there's some, one of theirs, a relative, all of a sudden got cancer, whatever. But you're talking about the soap opera, and you need a little bit of a build up to that.
I know.
You
know? It was like,
yeah.
Like I was telling Carly, we had how many months for the Balkan storyline, and then we got 3 days for Jake and Jocelyn.
I know. And with DJ Maxi, it was months of build-up. You know, you knew that Maxi was sick and all that. But I like it in those days. You really didn't know a lot of spoilers. You didn't have the computer to find out what's going on. So I really didn't know that DJ was going to be the one to get to die. So it was nice not really – it was nice not knowing that it was DJ because, you know, it made it more of a really good story for me, you know. But, you know, you even saw Tony say goodbye to his daughter. You saw everything. You saw from the moment she got brought into the hospital, DJ, the bus crash. And you saw it all. But with Jake, the last you see him is playing with his trucks at the door or his motorcycle, and that's it. And you didn't even hear the freaking door opening. Come on. You know,
that was my thing too. I broke down crying when Liz wanted me to get before surgery, and Patrick wouldn't let her. And I was like, "What the hell?"
And
I mean,
you know what? Okay. So does Patrick and Wava know now that Jake is Jason? Does the whole fucking town know that Jake, you know, is Jason's son? Because, you know, I'm just thinking that, you know, man, you know, we need to get Spinelli back on, you know, the whole thing with finding Franco. Spinelli, stop hugging Jason. And
you know what, speaking of Franco, what he said when he sent that video to really caught my mind is when he said, I sometimes think that this is all my fault. everything that's happened, that's my fault or something.
That's
you
how
know?
My
yeah.
Well,
the way
yeah,
he
I find Frank that interesting, but yeah, I wouldn't put it past him.
I mean, he's crazy enough. He's sick enough to do this. He really is.
Yeah.
You know, to even to kill, well, not necessarily kill another child, but I don't know, maybe get on the child that, I don't know. I mean, it's just, the writers can, the writers are writers, and they can really do something that's really twisty, and it turns out that it wasn't, you know, I mean, there's, the writers, even though not smart right now, but, you know, soap writers, they can do anything they want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could, the most unusual story. That they, like, if you could have vampires on, if you could have vampires or whatever on a soap opera, or even, like, a soap opera like, what was it, Passions, how that was really supernatural, whatever, you can surely have a child be alive, you know.
Yeah, because like you said, Franco could kidnap Aiden, who we thought
yeah.
everyone thought was Nicholas's. He would kidnap Jason's son if he found out in the heartbeat.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe the child that Franco had was already dead in the first place. Maybe he didn't
That's
kill
what
the
I
child.
Was thinking.
Maybe he just found the child. Maybe it was a child that was already in the hospital somewhere. You know, unrecognizable,
yeah.
looked kind of like Jake. And somehow he found out about Jake before that. And then he just put that child in the street because you didn't hear anything. You didn't hear, like, an accident.
Yeah, what? You didn't hear a big crash.
What you
That's
think you were hurt something or whatever? I mean, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you have heard a car?
Yeah. And, you
That's
know, really... Doesn't she live on a cul-de-sac, too? Well, the writers totally forgot about that, but she lives on a cul-de-sac. So how can you be... Maybe the writers are stupid. They don't know the little things that they already wrote into the story a long time ago, but how can you have people going down a cul-de-sac, you know, to end?
Oh, yeah, and you know, the other thing that got me is Robin and Liz are neighbors. Wouldn't have Robin known she was driving down her own street when she was a suspect
yeah.
or whatever?
Oh, my God!
Oh, no. Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, you know what, Jamie? Yeah,
you know,
I don't care
how dark it is. I don't care how dark it is. I have been driving at night in the dark, and you have your headlights on. You know, I mean... I don't care if you're rushing down the street, because I've been down heavy streets in the dark, and kids come and going down on the street or whatever. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to explain it. I don't care how dark it was. Somebody could have seen Jake on
That's
the street.
That's what I thought.
I mean, come on. I mean, you're talking about... Lexington, isn't there street lights on the street too? I mean,
yeah.
I'm I'm really questioning it. Luke did. He can't remember a thing. And Luke even said to Lucky today, "You know me. You know anybody would tell you that I don't drive drunk or whatever. You know me."
Yeah, because I mean, I know he's Luke's like a lush, but still, he wouldn't just. I don't know. I know he was rushing to Lucky and Siobhan's wedding, but still.
Really making me think that maybe somebody is framing Luke. Maybe Helena is working with Franco and this is her way of really getting back. Maybe she found out, oh no, maybe she doesn't know that Jake is Jason's yet, but she thinks that Jake's Lucky's, and this is her way of, Helena's crazy enough to pull something like this off because she hates Luke enough. You know, I mean...
I could see that, and my one friend and I were talking, she's like, Helena's Liz's enemy and Franco's Jason, so that might push them closer together, so I don't know.
You know, I believe that, okay, Jamie, I believe Layton is coming. I believe that, you know, we have seen, you know what, Jason has been played out. Jason has been played out. I mean, there's no... place for that couple to go anymore.
Yeah. And another thing my friend was telling me the other day is, you know, the J-Fan baby's a big subject. And I said I don't hate the idea as long as they wait a while. But who would take care of that baby? I mean, J-Fan Sam
yeah.
think that on their adventures doing something that's not baby friendly.
The thing is, too, with if they were to give them a baby, that couple was end of that couple. You can't. That would be just the end of them because, yeah, there would be who's going to take care of the child. They can't be a venture couple anymore. They can't be the do-or-die couple anymore. There is nowhere to go with them if they have a baby. And I don't want to see Jason going through pregnancy with Sam. He couldn't be. And to me, for them to do that, though, that would be like they're really pushing this agenda. So basically, that's telling me.
I don't think this is an real.
He can't have a baby with Liz, but he can have one with Sam. It's okay. And so killing Jake, it was okay for them to give Jason and Sam a baby? No, not in my mind, because in my mind, no matter what they do, he was never part of Jake's life, and they pushed that on us. It was because of the danger.
That's what I agree, because a couple months ago, before I even heard about this Jake storyline, I said if Jason has a baby with Sam and raises it, he'll be a hypocrite, because I've heard him say he can't raise Jake. So then when I first heard about Jake, that was my first thought was, oh, my God, are they doing this to give Jay Sam a baby? And
oh, no.
That angers me if they killed off Jake just to do that, because then why did you give Jason a son in the first place? I mean,
oh, no, it's supposedly Jake and Jason is going to rethink that his lifestyle had nothing to do with Jake getting killed. So he's going to rethink that maybe. Oh, my God, you just need to love your kids. That's all that really matters. And so my life really didn't really cause Jake. You know what I mean? That he's going to rethink
that.
Because it was an accident that they think killed him. So Jason is probably going to think, oh, the mob isn't the only thing that can hurt a child.
He already knew that when the fire happened. Jason already knew that when Cam lit the matches and the fire broke out, he already had that. They already wrote him like that back in when he visited the hospital. He said to Liz, I don't blame you for what happened. You're a really good mother, and I'm realizing that my life is not. You could be hit by a car tomorrow or whatever. So it's not my life that, and you know, he was like. He was thinking that already back in those days in 07 or 08, whenever that happened.
Yeah.
So they already
and then Michael
broke
got
that.
Shot.
Yeah, and then Michael got shot, and they were engaged for like 2 seconds. And so they
and
already
And then they rewrote it so that the mob is,
And you know what? In my mind, Liz can handle Jason's life very much as well, very much if not better than Sam can. She could handle a gun. She killed somebody, and you're a parent, and you'd do just about anything to protect your child, you know.
That's true.
So, and I don't care what other people say that Liz can't handle his life. Yes, she can. She was willing to give it a shot. I mean, it's because Jason's the one that pushed her away. Even when he got killed the time, Jason's the one that said is the one that broke up with her, not Liz. I think she would have still been willing to give it a chance, even if you hadn't said anything in the courthouse.
You know what?
It has been the
why
story.
Why do we call? Yeah, because what I will never understand, too, is, you know, I want people to find out what Lucky and Sam, they're bringing the Russians in. That got Swiss under the fucking carpet.
I know. Funny, and nothing that's ever happened to Jake has been Jason's fault, if you think about it. Nothing has been his fault.
There's only been one mob-related thing that hurt Jake, and that was the Russian mob or something, so.
And even then, it was Sam and Lucky that brought them into the picture.
Yeah, when Sam was undercover,
And Jason, he was making sure his life did not touch his son. But then, Sam was proving her point. She was trying to prove a point, and that's why she threatened and stuff with those goons. She was trying to prove a point to Jason and Liz that she can't handle his life, but, Yeah, she can. She was willing to do it. She was even willing. Remember when the Russian guy was in his office and Jason told her to go away?
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm staying here. And he was trying to. He was trying to be mean. He was trying to really, you know, while she was hiding, you can tell. He was trying to show his mob side to her, so that way he kind of pushed her away, you know. But she wasn't having it. She's like, Jason, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to push me away so I can, like, break up with you or whatever. And it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to just throw a theory out there. What happens if Jake wasn't hit at all?
Well, it's happened before on other shows. It's happened before in other
shows. I mean,
I'm trying to remember a show that I watched where it kind of happened, where they switched the babies or something.
They did that on One Life to Live, but it was kind of different. Well, that's a different story, where the one character's baby died and was a stillborn. And she went to the hospital and switched it with the living baby.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know if they'd be the same mistake.
But I'm just saying there's so much that we don't know yet about this.
Yeah, because it is all rushed and choppy, and it's just, none of it makes sense. Like, last week there was... it was like last Friday. There was not even any Lucky, Jason, or Liz on. And I'm like, really? Who cares about Lisa right now? Who cares about freaking...
Yeah, you know, yeah. Even though I think that Psycho needs to go bye-bye.
See, I was finding her and John interesting, but then last week she was so cold about Jake's death that I'm like, oh, I'm kind of done with you right now.
I know,
so.
And Robin was trying to tell her that she could have been responsible, even though she didn't know yet that she wasn't, but if somebody had come up to me and said could have been responsible for hit and run, I would be, like, taking it really, really hard, and at least she didn't care anymore.
Yeah. She didn't care, and then she went to Johnny's, and she was like, oh, Robin was distracted by, you know, two sick children in the hospital, and I stole the syringe back to get away with everything, and I'm like, really? I knew you were a psycho, but oh my God.
Even when Patrick saw Johnny, to tell him that Johnny might have been, you know, had something to do with it, like hit and run, he even was like thinking, oh my God, what did I do?
He looked more guilty.
Yeah, he at least looked somewhat guilty. And you know, Lulu,
you
though,
know, and the other thing.
Lulu today, at least Lulu today, I was really proud of her. She admitted that she apologized to Liz. She even said to her, I'm sorry it came at the expense of you losing a son for me to realize, you know, that I was wrong. And she really, really had a heartfelt apology for Liz. Now, I wish Sam could do the same thing, but, you know, who knows? So Sam really needs to apologize for all the crap she pulled those years ago, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think Liz did say she forgave her for that, but I would like, you know,
properly done.
Yeah.
No.
Lulu's apology was really good because I always liked her and Liz being close like sisters.
Yeah.
So I was really happy with that today.
And she even said that today. She said, you were close. We were really close. You were there for me when nobody, wasn't there. You understood me. You didn't judge me or whatever. And basically she was saying sorry for judging you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
She was angry, but it has been over a year now, so I know.
You know, in my opinion, the whole thing with Lulu, I'm glad she apologized to Liz for everything.
Okay, so Lulu, why are you on you? Apology for everything. Why don't you go apologize to your cousin Carly, who nearly lost her daughter? That's your godmother?
I do wish you'd visit Carly.
Yeah.
You know, I love Lulu and Carly. I just love their dynamic. So when this whole Dante thing came up, I'm on Team Carly because, you know what, Dante was just someone that came into town that happened to have the same DNA as Sonny. But tuning his own brother in for what he did, no, I never forgave Dante, you know? And you know, if anyone is married to this, put Sam and Dante together.
I'm a big Dante fan, but I get your point. I mean, I get that he can be a big hypocrite when it comes to the law. So I'll give you that one.
You know, he wants to cover up for Brenda and all of that. And you know, I'm sorry. Does anyone really care who the Balkan grandkid is at this point?
They need to get rid of that Balkan storyline like yesterday.
Yeah,
I know. I did hear that Brenda's son is coming to the show soon, though. I saw a picture. He's really cute. But no, I love Lulu and Dante together, and I'm a fan of his. But I will admit the Brenda thing was hypocrisy on his part. I will admit that. So.
I was a Lulu and Zani fan.
Yeah,
so they broke up Lulu and Zani. I was upset. I'm like, wait a moment, why did you do that, CH?
Maxie's the one that broke them up, isn't she?
Yeah, Maxie.
Lulu and Maxie are best friends now. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it is.
I know,
I hated
Maxie when she was going through the what she was doing to Liz and with Lexi. But then again, I was kind of glad. Part of me was hating her, and part of me was like liking her because she was getting in between Lexi and Liz, and it paved way for Liz and Jason.
So, yeah, that's how I was a fan than I was Liz and Jason, but I like Maxie. I love Maxie now, so.
For a second, I almost became a fan of Jason and Sam, but I could see why they were kind of popular the first time around, but I can't.
Yeah, before she slept with Rick, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I can't see it now. Honestly, not after how they wrote her. But, you know, if you think about it, it wasn't past her to do that because she came to town a con artist. So what she did wasn't anything new for Sam. I mean, what she did was not out of character for her, in my opinion. I mean, she was, you know, I don't know. But.
Yeah, when Jason and Sam first got back together, though, like, I think, it was in Mexico a couple years ago, or it was a year and a half ago, whatever. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I can't believe Jason's just not the type to forgive someone that easily or to get back with someone. So that kind of angered me.
Especially after it took him 10 years to forgive Robin for telling the truth.
Yes.
It wasn't even anything life-altering it was, but I mean, it wasn't anything threatening like a child. Threatening a child or anything. It was something
AJ was a bastard, but he wasn't going to...
Yeah, he was a bastard. Yeah, I mean, you know, it took him 10 freaking years to forgive her, and then it took him, 10 seconds to forgive Sam for something that is so unforgivable that I would not be able to forgive anybody for doing what she did. And yeah...
I couldn't.
Yeah, it's the past. What she did, because a lot of the December fans will say, it's the past. She saved Jake, though. She kind of made up for that. No, even if they were to come and beg me for forgiveness for years and years, I could not forgive I can forgive somebody for doing that to my child, knowing that they had, knowing where my child was, knowing how much pain I was going through, thinking my child is dead somewhere or something.
And then Sam went to Liz's house and said, you know, Jake is dead now. We both lost the child. And she knew where he was. That's what angered me so much is that.
How can you forgive something like that?
I'm not a mom either,
but I mean, having, you know, nieces and even if it's a family member.
I think that's unforgivable, too.
It's just unforgivable. I mean, you know, or my best friend's kids, if somebody had done that to my best friend's kids or whatever, and I could not forgive. I couldn't forgive. You can forget. You can forget. How what's the saying, though? You can forgive.
But you can never forget.
Well, yeah. Maybe, yeah. So, I mean, somehow Jason's forgotten, forgiven, and forgotten. And even Sam, I don't know about that character anymore. She's just so into everybody's story. You know what I mean?
That's true.
But I'm glad she hasn't been on a lot today because she doesn't really, it's not really her business to be even in the storyline about Jake.
Because you know what? I heard about the scene that they cut today, but there was supposed to be a scene where Sam went to visit Jocelyn alone and she tells her all of her and Jason's issues and how she wants to have a baby with Jake.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
It wasn't even played out like it was supposed to. All she did is in the beginning of the show, Carly was in the hospital room with Jocelyn and she came to deliver coffee to Carly. And Carly showed her the Franco video or whatever, and that's it. And then she told her to go tell Jake.
And, you know, then Sam go, well, you better tell Jason, and Carly's like.
Yeah.
Carly's like, Carly's like, no, I don't want to do that. He's going through a lot of pain right now, the worst pain he's ever been in. And she's still like, I understand that, but you need to tell him. He'd want to know. Sam, butt out. Let Jason have his time to mourn his son. You could deal with the Franco stuff later. You know what I mean?
Because you know Jason's going to be the bodyguard to, I don't know if about how you guys feel about spoilers, but he's going to be the bodyguard to Jocelyn and when Brenda comes into town, he's supposed to be his bodyguard too. And I'm like, really?
Well, I find it hard.
Jake.
I find it hard. If Carly and Song get together, I don't know why. I was never a, I was never a big Jackson Carly fan.
Me neither.
I loved Car Jacks. I'm sad they're over, but I don't know.
That's the problem with this, you know, with General Hospital. Other couples break up and, you know, like, they don't last forever, but for some reason the powers that be want to force Jason and Sam. They won't break that couple up again, go break the other couples up. They'll go break other couples up, like Carly and Jack. And they're probably more popular than Jason and Sam. Yeah, they're breaking
them up.
Yeah, I'm a
bigger Carly Jack family.
Yeah. And, you know, and then the, if anything, if they so didn't rehire her, I think I'd want Robin and Jason to get together again instead of, I'd want them to go him to head her direction, but that'll never happen, which I'm okay with. But I mean, I don't know. The other couples are just expendable, but Jason and Sam are not expendable anymore. What the heck is going on there? You know? I don't know about a Sean and Carly thing, though.
I don't know. He's really good looking, but I guess I could see chemistry, but I don't know.
I can't get into Abby and Michael. I don't know why. I can't. I think it comes from the fact that Sam hired her to
I like Michael and Abby together.
I liked Michael with Christina's friends, but she died. Allie? I was starting to like that. I was starting, because they were having scenes together, and I was starting to see a little bit of a, could have been a really good storyline if they told it. And I was like, I can't get into Abby and Michael. And they had made love today, but, or had sex today.
I was angry at first to let Sam hired him a hooker. I'm like, a hooker, yeah. Really? I was angry at that time. But.
Maybe that's probably why I don't like them. I mean, maybe if she came in another, maybe if she was introduced in another way, I could have liked her. But since she was hired by Sam, who I don't like very much, and she, you know, I don't know. I was hoping Michael would have like, maybe they should have went with that Zoe. They were going to bring in, like, a Zoe character, like Maya's sister Zoe or something, but they took that off the table. I wouldn't mind if they put that back on the table and bring in another, how old is Abby supposed to be, though? Is she supposed to be way older?
That's what I don't get.
I think she's 26, Carly said, or something. I don't know. I thought at one point Carly said she's 10 years older than Michael, but then at another time I think she said she's 26. Somewhere around there where it's like,
you know,
Michael said last week, though, that him and Abby's age difference is less than hers. And no, maybe Christina said hers and Ethan's is less than his and Abby's or something like that.
I mean, even though the age thing doesn't really bother me, I don't see the chemistry. I wish they would have had a storyline with Michael where, like with the Allie thing, if they would have developed that, you know, she's trying to help him through. You know, I thought what was going to happen was this Abby person was just going to kind of, like, help them deal with it, and then it would have paved the way for, like, him to kind of like open up to Allie a little bit, but you know what?
I was upset when Allie died.
The fans don't matter, so we don't matter. So they're gonna write whatever they want. So and I don't can't see the chemistry. I can't. I mean, I could tolerate them, but I can't stand Jason and Sam. She ruins every scene she has with other people for me. Like, if Jason's in a scene with somebody else and I know she's there in that scene with him, and with, like, she ruins the scene for me for Spinelli, or
I
know,
Milo's.
Ruins it for me, you know? I liked her better as Livy on Port Charles. They should have just brought her in on as Livy or something.
Yeah, probably would not have pissed her.
But then again, they
you know, I cannot.
You cannot wait.
I cannot wait for when we find out that Zeke is alive. I mean, that is going to be like the most amazing day for us.
There is a crazy rumor flying out there that Jake is alive, and it was brought over from some spoilers, you know, in the rumor section. And so, as I said, the crazy rumor. So it still could be true. I'm going to believe it's true.
I'm going to hope so.
Yeah, because there's been so many red herrings on this show, right? Red herrings. You know, even when Liz said to Steve the other day, she said to him, oh, I had this, like, nightmare. Or I had this, like, dream, or I don't know, maybe it was a nightmare that I heard Jake's voice or something, and that maybe it's just all, like, a, you know, it's not true that he's alive somewhere or something. And you know, now Liz is blaming herself for keeping the door open. I didn't hear him. And right there, too. She didn't even hear the door open. And wouldn't you know your little child? Wouldn't you know, like, because there was, like, a lot of toys there, too. Wasn't there a lot of toys in the doorway?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have heard, like, the toys, like, the door going against the toys or something?
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking.
You know, and how... And I'm thinking about when my nieces were little, when they were, like, that age. I don't think they could have reached. I had to open the doors for them when they opened the, you know, and all that.
It's not that tall, but, yeah, I agree.
Can I just go over to the side of the because I'm like,
huh? You're kind of like.
I was going to say. Okay, go try and open the door. And I'm like...
That's really obsessed with the hospital. like it when the time when you didn't have computers and you didn't know any everything that's going to happen.
You know, that's back to my original argument. The magazine spurred every freaking thing about the storyline. Come on, Zola, I know there's a big twist. They tell a lot of, things. And, so I think, I don't trust magazine because they were right on this storyline, supposedly, but they haven't been right on anything in months. This storyline got spoiled. And that's why I think a big twist is coming.
It's funny. I remember saying on the show, on the radio show one time, all the time, I want something to happen to Jake, but nothing like this. I never wanted anything like this to happen to him, but I thought maybe a storyline could be where something would happen to Jake. It would bring Liz and Jason together. Kind of, sort of, it has. They reconnected the other day, but I didn't want this to happen. I just maybe falling off of a bike or breaking his arm or maybe another kidnapping, sort of, that had nothing to do with Jason's lifestyle or what Sam did, and the thing was that, Lucky in that time, I just miss Jason and Liz because he was there for her no matter what. When she was going through the postpartum depression, he knew that she didn't do anything to their son. And yet Lucky was blaming her for whatever, thinking that it was postpartum depression. That's what I miss about Jason and Liz. They have some connection that has nothing to do with Jake. They had a connection way before Jake, and that's where a lot of the fans of that other couple are ignoring. Well, they don't really know that couple anyway, but they always had a connection. It doesn't matter if they have a baby or not, that connection will always be there. And even if Jake is gone, they still have Jake as a connection because they lost their child, and there's always going to be that.
Yeah, they'll always see Jason's son. DJ was always Tony and Bobby's daughter.
Yeah, and when then there's a spoiler that says that Carly's going to go to Sam to have him to maybe talk to him about having a.
I don't believe that. I do not.
To replace.
I read that.
So, because of Jake.
I don't believe that.
You cannot replace Jake. For another one. So, I don't think Carly would even do that. Carly's a mother, and she knows you can't replace a kid.
That's what
exactly. And you know what? Why would Carly want to have a baby with Sam? Because she knows that happened. That was this.
It's too soon for Carly to even. She didn't even want to go to Jason today about Franco because of the fact that he just lost his son.
Exactly.
Why you go to Sam to tell her that?
Just remember a lot of crap that you're gonna read is some stupid spoilers. I mean, ABC message board is the if you are already having a bad day, don't go on there because, they make us sick. There's a Lexus fan, yeah. Sam fan need to go away.
Yeah. And I posted
I heard that, though, and I was like, Carly, I don't see her doing that. I mean, when Michael was shot, she wasn't just going to go replace him, so.
I know. So why even that must have been a spoiler that was created by the haters.
We have 50 seconds to go. And I just wanted to remind you guys that there's no show on Wednesday, but we will be back on Monday, Monday night. But if you guys want to have a weekend show, Twitter me. Tell me you want me to do a weekend show, and I will do it. I think there's a show tomorrow night for the Rand Room at 7 Pacific. I think so, and yeah.
Okay. It was good talking to you.
Yeah, you too. So call in again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll Twitter you, Carly.
Okay, yeah, Twitter me, Jamie.
Okay.
Okay, night, guys.
Thank you, guys. Bye, night.
Night, bye.